Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jerry, for leading those songs. The scripture that was written at the top in the hymnal, taken from 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." I brought a couple items, I brought a couple items here with me this evening. We have a new box of crayons, and we also have a tin of old crayons. There, approximately a week or so ago, I had the opportunity to help pick up crayons off the living room floor, the table, and just about everywhere else you could imagine. There were crayons. Crayon for crayon, Olivia, our youngest, our two-year-old daughter, would pick up one crayon. I would pick up a crayon as well. Olivia would scatter some crayons. Well, I didn't scatter crayons. But you know, line upon line, teaching it intensified. And you know what? It wasn't very long. The crayons were entering this tin by the little handful. A little voice said, "Don't. I get them." In a moment or two, other than one or two crayons, the rest were back in the tin. You know, this crayon tin, it holds a lot of stories, a lot of memories. Good times, lessons learned that go back 15, 16 years ago to when our daughters, Kaylin and Carissa, were the ages of Octavia and Olivia. You know, and as I was picking up crayon for crayon, I was reminded of all those memories, those lessons learned, as I helped a little pair of hands fill that tin. It made it real. The same similar lessons were being instilled in a new child's life. You know, this box of crayons, or actually this box of crayons, is a lot like the church, a lot like the school. It's a lot like the group of people that are here this evening. You know, I didn't count to see how many are here, but you know, in this box of crayons, there's 96 different colors, and they all have a name, much like each one that's here this evening. You know, but just like these crayons in this box, they're all a lot alike, just like we are here this evening. But you know, there's obvious differences in the colors, just as there's obvious differences between each of us. You know, we all have our unique abilities and our talents and gifts, just like numbered like the crayons and colors in this box. You know, crayons are a useful thing. They can be used to create beautiful artwork, pictures that bring joy to those that receive them and view them. A crayon can be fashioned. It can be an object of usefulness. We can make labels, we can make signs and such like. But you know, just like the potter's clay, the crayon is not the artist, but it's the tool in his hands. So when we think of the beauty, the utility, the usefulness that is created by using crayons, all the things that we create and what we do is due to the gifts which God has given us. Any good work, anything that we do is from His. God's strength and the talents that He has equipped each one of us with. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Philippians 2, 13 through 15. A crayon. A crayon starts its life bright and fresh. We could pull some out of this box and you would see that. But you know, as a crayon does its work, it changes. They become much like these. The points become worn. They get bumps, they get broken. You know, and sometimes with crayons, you renew them by sharpening, putting a point back onto them. Just as it is in our lives, as things that come in our lives that we're tried through experiences. The labels here on many of these crayons can be torn and can be ripped and even missing. And you know, eventually the crayons end up in that big tin of broken crayons. You know, this tin of crayons, you know, it represents the church. It represents our schools. It represents the group of people that are here this evening. You know, just like for each of us, it represents, as I mentioned, like the group of people here and that have, that do, and will continue to work together for God's glory. You know, men and women, excuse me, teachers, children, that are open, that are available, willing to be used in the Master's hands. You know, from Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. Excuse me. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, we could look in this box here and we would see that it contains a good mix of crayons, a good mix of colors, a good mix of used, well-used, and almost new crayons. The larger crayons in here that are almost full, you know, they represent the youth, the zeal, the energy. You know, there's also some broken crayons. There's some crayons in here that have no paper. You know, those crayons represent the moms and the dads, the school board members, the big brothers and sisters, the teachers that are at the front of the classroom, the grandparents, the grandfathers and mothers that take time to smile, that take interest in our lives. That's what those little crayons represent. So, you know, whatever the crayon that represents you, when placed in God's hand, brings out beautiful color. Whether it's a fresh new one out of the new box, or whether it's one of the broken ones that have no paper, the dull ones that are torn and worn out of the tin. It's something. When you think of this crayon tin, you know, in an aspect, it represents God's treasure. With the lid on, it's a tin of crayons. But you know, with the lid off, in the master's hand, empowered in his strength, guided it by his spirit and his word, they become useful tools. Teaching aids in his hand, creating a beautiful masterpiece for his glory on the canvas of life. So tonight, here we are. There's some new crayons that are slightly worn. There's some broken and worn crayons here too this evening. And it's something special when we think of it, when whoever we are and wherever we are in life, when we are in the master's hand, there's a beautiful color. And that's because of Christ within us. So there's a lot we can learn from a crayon box. A new box, but there's a lot we can learn from an old box of crayons. So teaching, to encouraging, to reminding others of the story most precious to us, the story of Jesus and what Jesus can do in one's life. Let's bow for prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we pause before you, we thank you, Lord, for your touching hand, for the power, the strength that we can experience by allowing us to be pliable, allowing us to be used in your hands. Help us, Lord, not just to be a box of crayons with the lid on. Help us, Lord, to remove the lid, being willing, being available to be used in your service. Used in the masterpiece, painting a picture of Christ to those that see us, that view us, to our children that follow us, to the children that are in our classes, the children that are within the schools that we look after and rerun. We thank you, Lord, for your presence tonight, and may all that we do, may our lives be an example of Christ. May our hearts have the willingness to reach out to others, to share, to encourage, to tell others of the story of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We ask this in Jesus' name.